The New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, a cornerstone of traditional finance, has taken a bold step into the realm of blockchain technology with a plan to revolutionize stock and ETF trading.
This announcement, which includes the potential for 24/7 trading and instant settlement, marks a significant shift for the exchange, which has long been associated with conventional market practices.
However, the move has sparked debate, with some experts questioning whether it is more of a conceptual promise than a tangible plan.
This summary explores the NYSE's proposed blockchain initiative, the skepticism surrounding it, its potential impact on the financial industry, and the broader implications for the future of capital markets.
The NYSE's blockchain vision, a leap toward modernization.
The NYSE's proposal centers on leveraging blockchain technology to address long-standing inefficiencies in traditional financial markets.
Currently, stock trades settle in 2 business days, T+2, and trading hours are restricted to specific times, limiting liquidity and accessibility.
The proposed blockchain-based system aims to create a parallel, tokenized market where assets like Apple or Tesla shares are represented as digital tokens on a blockchain.
24/7 trading. By mimicking the always-on nature of cryptocurrency markets, the NYSE envisions a system where investors can buy and sell stocks and ETFs at any time, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter.
This would expand market participation, particularly for global investors who may operate outside traditional trading hours.
Instant settlement. Traditional settlement processes, which take 2 days, would be replaced with near-instant transaction finalization.
This would reduce counterparty risk, lower operational costs, and improve liquidity.
For example, a trade executed at 5 p.m. Eastern time could be settled within minutes, rather than waiting for the next business day.
Enhanced custody. The plan hints at new digital asset custody solutions, potentially giving investors greater control over their assets.
This could involve decentralized storage mechanisms or hybrid custody models that combine institutional oversight with blockchain security features.
These innovations are framed as a response to the inefficiencies of legacy systems, which have been criticized for their rigidity and high costs.
The NYSE's vision is not merely about adopting blockchain for its own sake, but about reimagining the infrastructure of capital markets to make them more efficient, accessible, and resilient.
Skepticism and the vaporware critique.
Despite the promise of the NYSE's initiative, some experts have raised doubts about its feasibility, labeling it vaporware. A term used in the tech industry to describe products that are announced with great fanfare but lack concrete details or a clear path to implementation.
Omid Malkin, an adjunct professor at Columbia Business School and a prominent crypto commentator, has been vocal in his skepticism.
He argues that the NYSE's plan lacks specificity, with no mention of timelines, regulatory strategies, or technical blueprints.
The skepticism is rooted in the complexity of tokenizing real-world assets, RWAs.
Unlike cryptocurrencies, which are inherently digital, stocks and ETFs are governed by a web of securities laws, custody rules, and market practices that have evolved over decades.
Tokenizing these assets would require navigating regulatory hurdles, ensuring compliance with existing frameworks, and addressing issues such as fractional ownership, liquidity, and investor protection.
For instance, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has yet to establish clear guidelines for tokenized securities, leaving uncertainty about how such a system would operate legally.
Additionally, the NYSE's parent company, Intercontinental Exchange, ICE, has a history of exploring crypto-adjacent ventures with mixed results.
The Bakkt platform, launched in 2018, aim to bring institutional-grade cryptocurrency trading to the traditional market, but faced challenges in gaining traction.
Critics argue that the NYSE's current proposal may follow a similar trajectory, with ambitious goals but limited practical execution.
The symbolic significance of the announcement.
While the technical and regulatory challenges are substantial, the NYSE's announcement carries significant symbolic weight.
For the world's largest stock exchange to publicly commit to exploring blockchain-based asset tokenization is a powerful endorsement of the technology.
This move signals that legacy financial institutions are seriously considering how blockchain can modernize market infrastructure, potentially accelerating broader institutional adoption.
The announcement also underscores the growing consensus that the future of finance will involve greater digitization and programmability of assets.
Tokenization allows assets to be divided into smaller units, e.g., fractional ownership, enabling new investment models and liquidity opportunities.
For example, a single share of Apple could be tokenized and split into 1,000 units, allowing smaller investors to participate in high-value assets.
This could democratize access to markets traditionally dominated by large institutions.
Moreover, the NYSE's initiative is a clear competitive response to the rapid advancements in fintech and blockchain.
Fintech startups, asset managers, and even central banks are already experimenting with tokenizing assets ranging from treasury bonds to real estate.
The NYSE cannot afford to be left behind in this race, as the ability to offer faster, more efficient trading could become a key differentiator in attracting investors and maintaining market relevance.
Challenges and the road ahead.
The path from a bold press release to a live, regulated blockchain-based market is fraught with challenges.
One of the primary obstacles is regulatory clarity.
The U.S. and other global regulators have yet to establish a comprehensive framework for tokenized securities, leaving uncertainty about how such a system would operate.
For example, the SEC has expressed concerns about the potential for fraud and market manipulation in tokenized assets, which could stifle innovation.
Another challenge is the technical complexity of integrating blockchain with existing financial systems.
Legacy infrastructure, which has been designed for centralized, hierarchical operations, may struggle to accommodate the decentralized, permissionless nature of blockchain.
Ensuring interoperability between traditional systems and blockchain networks would require significant investment in technology and collaboration with regulators.
Additionally, there are concerns about scalability and security.
While blockchain offers robust security features, the energy consumption of proof-of-work consensus mechanisms has raised environmental concerns.
The NYSE would need to adopt energy-efficient protocols or explore alternative consensus models to align with sustainability goals.
Despite these hurdles, the NYSE's initiative represents a critical milestone in the evolution of capital markets.
It marks a turning point where traditional institutions are no longer dismissive of blockchain, but are actively exploring its potential.
The journey to implement such a system will likely take years, but the starting pistol has been fired.
Conclusion: the future of finance and blockchain.
The NYSE's blockchain initiative is more than just a technological experiment. It is a reflection of the broader shift toward digitization in finance.
By proposing a system that enables 24/7 trading, instant settlement, and enhanced custody, the NYSE is positioning itself at the forefront of this transformation.
While skepticism remains, the symbolic importance of the announcement cannot be overstated.
It signals a growing recognition that blockchain can modernize financial infrastructure, making markets more efficient, inclusive, and resilient.
The road ahead is uncertain, but the potential benefits are immense.
If successful, the NYSE's plan could set a precedent for other exchanges and financial institutions to adopt similar technologies, ultimately reshaping the landscape of global finance.